I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
TalkSTL.com, Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the War Room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, episode 178, The Huntsman, Winter's War.
You always look at me like I'm the one that's going to correct you.
I don't know why I did
that. One over there.
He thinks of you as the Huntsman.
Yeah.
Or his brother, Mike.
Joe White and the Huntsman.
I just made Joe cry.
Because that's one of my favorite jokes of all. I love that joke.
Never gets old.
It never gets old.
I never get older than 14.
Mike Rock.
It never gets old.
Yeah.
So,
his Amanda Huggins kisses his sister.
Yes.
Yeah. Pat McGinnis friend.
Yeah. I had Phil McCracken. Did you know him at all?
I knew his distant cousin, Phil McCrevis.
Okay. Are they related to IP Freely?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Oh,
just
man.
Checking.
That's those poor unfortunate people.
Why?
Oh, no reason.
Why are they poor?
I'm going to say who? Mo.
Yeah, Mo. Yeah.
So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
Joe Jashabishu.
Did you just have a stroke?
Joe, raise
your hand over your head. Now, can you smile?
Yeah. Do you smell burning toast?
Yeah. You only smell citrus? What is the test? I don't know.
That's an awful name.
This is
Joey Jojo.
This is Kevin.
And this is Michael Hefner.
He's back for, he decided to do
he
a second
kick
one.
Me out yet.
Yeah. He decided to suffer through yet another episode.
And we cleared the way. I mean, like, the doorway was like, we didn't have him barricaded. He had the opportunity.
It was almost like a standoff. Like, Dan was looking at him and looking at the door. Looking at him, looking at the
door. It was an Ennio Marconi sort of.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is free to go,
around.
Just in case any authorities are listening.
Yeah, I mean,
them to know.
The keys are right there. He can get to them.
And if the authorities are listening, feel free to rate and review us.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
So speaking of shameless plugs, did I say my name? Oh, I'm Tom. Okay. Speaking of shameless plugs, what a great time for me to do one. You can go to our website. I'll push that.
Oh, that old thing.
I haven't said that in a long time. Apparently, you can't go to dirtypiratehookers.com.
You can. Google's just going to be a jerk.
It's Google's a big meanie. we think it's because we have hookers in the title.
Yeah, I think.
What if you put a Z?
Oh,
what if
yours?
Go all 90s on that.
You know, you
what does Johnny Lee Hooker do?
Yeah.
Or what? Is that a TJ Hooker?
No.
What about him?
Stop doing the old-timey references, Kevin. That's not for us.
All right.
So, but it really should work, but it doesn't.
It says
that you have malware and it doesn't let you through.
You can go to realspoilers.com and all dirtypiratehookers.com does is redirect you to Real Spoilers. It's not its own website. It doesn't do anything bad. It just directs you. So it makes no sense. So it's okay to go to, but I'd understand if you don't want to.
Yes. We'll work on fixing that.
I'll be talking to Google about this because...
hey, you Googles.
Yeah.
So yes, you can go to our website at Real Spoilers. Every show ever is on there. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And you can also find them all on iTunes where you can rate and review us, as Dan mentioned previously.
And we're on the Play Store now. If you have the Google Play Music subscription, which is like the Apple and the Spotify and all that.
Oh, are we?
Podcasts are on there and all the Real Spoilers are on the Google Play.
Oh, sweet. So, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So no matter what your platform is, you should be able to find us on your specific podcast application.
What about a Zune?
The Zune store is closed officially, and that's why we don't mention that anymore.
Except for Timmy Two.
I mean, Timmy Two Zunes will forever until he upgrades. Like, do you think he'll be Timmy Two Pods or Timmy Two?
No, he will forever
Google
be Timmy,
Play Store
Timmy Two Zunes.
Like, Timmy Two Sonos.
He refuses to get an iPod. No. I will never cave.
Yeah.
So anyway, and you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. It is a slash, right?
I think we've established that. Yes.
I think I have established that it's a slash. And you can also join the League of Show Sharers there by just clicking share on an episode and telling all your friends about how much you love the show and why. So there. Nah. So there's all our shameless plugs. We will now dig into The Huntsman Winter's War.
So, I didn't see the first one. Apparently,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. But apparently, you probably should.
No, you should not.
Because this is a prequel, right?
It's a prequel.
Snow White's in the middle of this movie. They reference that one a lot.
But for no reason.
None whatsoever.
It's not important to any plot line. Not at all. And I will say this. I saw the original.
Yeah.
But it stays with you about as long as cruise ship Mexican food. I remember nothing about it.
In the words of my dad, like, through a goose.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just like, when they're referencing the other movie, I'm like, yeah. And it's really just really broad stuff.
I don't remember anything.
There was a fight, and we won it.
And Charlize Theron took a bath in like milk.
Is the mirror a central point of that movie?
Yeah,
well, I mean, yes. It is.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's like that gold figure that comes out. Yeah.
But I did not remember that she died, quote unquote, at the end of the first one. Or they beat her. I did not remember. There were dwarves, right?
Yeah,
Snow White and dwarves. Yeah, and they fought,
but only some of them were actually dwarves, right? Yeah. Like real life. This is the one
where they took non dwarves and made them play dwarves.
They only brought back one of the dwarves from the original,
which was Nick Frost.
In the original, they did that
with like regular actors playing dwarves.
Yeah. Yeah. Were all the dwarves in the first one?
They hobbited.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So were none of the dwarves?
Is that an adjective?
It's a verb.
It's a verb. Yeah.
So were none of the dwarves in the first one actual little people?
I don't think so.
Bob Hoskins was one of them.
Yeah, they were all famous actors.
Bob Hoskins was in that movie?
Yeah.
You're not getting him back.
I actually just rewatched the first one. Why did you lose a bat?
Honestly,
like the first one is a lot better than you guys are giving it credit for.
Really? Yeah, I remember being bored.
I don't remember hating it. I just remember like after
especially
being like...
Especially in context of seeing this new one, which I think is atrocious. The first one is so much better. I remember visually stunning.
Like it was a visual movie. I think we even talked about it. Like it was visually a good looking movie.
Did we do an episode on that?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Or we talked
did
about we? It. We at least talked. Yeah, because if we've all seen it, there's no way we did
I
that on our own.
It. We didn't randomly all go, oh, we're going to go see
there's
that.
No way I would have seen that
movie.
Unless I was
look,
reviewing
look it up.
It.
Look up the date because Man
I'll
of Steel,
look it up
Man of Steel is our first one.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it out. But so, yeah. So this one, it's. I guess we see. So I came in 10 minutes late to this movie, so I don't know what happens in the first 10 minutes. Other than like
that's
I remember
one of the best parts of it
is it,
the
is it him as a kid. It's so it's Chris Hemsworth as a kid
and Jessica Chastain as a kid.
Okay, so it's and they're you know
now do they
the
make
training.
Them little like the dwarves? Do they just take the actors and
shrink them down like in Captain America.
Yeah.
So there's like a training montage. Is that kind of what I came in on that part. Where he?
Oh,
like,
so you didn't see the whole beginning has to do with the queen and her sister. That's the important thing.
I did
that
not
sets
see
up this
any
entire
of that.
Movie.
But like, so, I didn't have to because they tell you at the end of the movie.
Okay, so basically, Anna and Elsa are two queens.
Yes. No. See. So Anna is Jessica Chastain because she's with. Yeah. Look at her character design. Like she looks like Anna.
No, but the power.
And then she ends up getting with Kristoff.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I guess that could be Anna. Because the sisters are in this one are both evil queens. It's not like there's a good one. But anyway, so basically what happens is Charlize Theron is the queen and she, you know, looks. We're going to get into what she sees in the mirror later on in the movie because it's kind of a spoiler.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's a turning point, but we're a little far away from that reveal. And so she has a younger sister played by Emily Blunt. And so she's Elsa for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
The evil queen is trying to get her to unlock her powers to, you know, you've got the power in you and you can, you know, use it or whatever. And she's just not all about that life. Right. So she has a baby like an affair with a royal guy. What's his name? He's Duke.
Duke Ellington.
Of Earl.
I'm trying to think. Of Earl. What was the guy's name? What was the guy's name from the guy from Frozen? What was the bad guy?
Hans.
The son was the bad guy.
So no, this movie is based off of the Snow Queen, which is what Frozen is based on. So this is another attempt to mine famous properties that were turned into Disney movies and did well. They're going and trying to tell the grittier, darker, like Game of Thrones-esque version of them. Anyway,
there's no incest in this one.
True.
Yeah.
True.
You sound a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really there.
Less dragons
blunt.
And boobs, you know, too.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Probably, yeah, yeah. No boobs.
Creepy
no dragons.
Creepy Joe.
You got a little bit of boob in this one.
I think you got a full boob.
It was very brief.
It was close,
but it was. Maybe yeah. they used some of that Batman v Superman technology. Okay.
The worst
technology.
The old
softcore, like my arms partially in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Emily Blunt's character, she has this affair with the royalty. She ends up getting pregnant. She's all happy about having a baby, and the evil queen talks to her and says, this is going to change you, or this is no good. There may be some ulterior motives going on there, but we'll get to that later. And in the next scene, we see that she goes out to the courtyard. She gets a message from the royal guy, the duke or whatever. That
the Lord of Weaseltown.
Yeah, yes. We're just going to say this Weaselton. All with Frozen.
Weaselton!
She gets this note to meet him in the courtyard, and then she realizes that that was a ploy to get her away from the baby. She runs back in there, and she sees the guards have that duke restrained, and he's like, I had no choice. And you see a crib with like smoke coming away.
Yeah, okay. Was there also a blood?
I got it. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked it up.
Crib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was blue
colors.
And red.
Yeah. Colors.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. So then she goes full Elsa. She goes crazy because the guy just killed her baby, who she obviously loves.
So the baby daddy killed the baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And we'll get into that later. But he's like, I had no choice. And to the viewer that, you know, he had no choice because he's of royalty, and like having an affair and having a child out of wedlock would look bad. So you're thinking, oh, I had no choice. And we find out more about what that means later. But she goes full Elsa. Her powers are unlocked and turns the room into ice and ends up freezing that duke, and he just shatters instantly.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what happens. So then she leaves, builds herself a ice castle. Does sound familiar?
A little bit.
Yeah. And so
a little bit.
That's
and then
how
she starts training an army.
Yeah.
So she connects all her kids, right?
Naturally. Well, so the thing is, in the movie, her reasoning is like, if I can't raise a child, I will raise an army of children.
And she doesn't believe in love anymore.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Love is banned.
So she's like a warlord.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's like an African warlord.
Yes.
With an army of children.
Of child soldiers, yes.
Correct.
So she raises them.
I watched that movie. That didn't sound that bad. Yeah. I think I did.
I think it's
worse.
Called Beast of Nation.
Yeah. Is that Idris Elba?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, so good.
No nomination.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, so she's raising this child army, and of course one of them is the huntsman that we know, Eric. Played by Chris Hemsworth, and another one is
Black Widow.
Yeah,
yep. Not Black Widow.
Yeah, not Black Widow.
It's probably Captain Marvel,
played by Jessica Chastain. And so the two of them are kids, and you kind of see an introduction. So they grow up in this training thing. They've been there this whole time, and
they can't love each other.
But they can't.
No,
they can't.
Well, the important thing, if you don't want love to blossom, is to make sure all the teenagers spend as much time together as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do all these raging hormones and just throw them together.
That'll stop it.
Yeah, yep.
What's swinging the worst around that can happen? Phallic shaped objects.
Yeah,
getting sweaty.
Yeah. Training montages.
Training montage.
I mean, with those montages, you know, when she's in the yoga pants training.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
I think
Kevin went through puberty again.
Yeah.
Twice.
That's how hot it was.
I think when Chris Hemsworth is done with Thor, whenever that's going to be.
Huntsman movies?
No, I think if they decide to remake The Highlander, I think he could be.
Yeah.
Was it
Connor McCloud?
Or is it Duncan?
Duncan
was the TV show?
Yes.
And then so Connor was the.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think he could do. They could do.
See, I could
like
see him being Highlander.
Is he the Highlander of donuts?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. As long as they bring back Sean Connery, that would be all right.
I don't think he acts anymore. Yeah.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, like as I'm watching this, it was like, oh, I could see them doing Like, I thought there was a Highlander remake in the works.
There was.
There's a remake of everything in the works.
Yeah.
So these kids are like raised as child soldiers and do nothing but train and fight. And then you get all these like little meet cutes between the two of them where they're like joking around and she's like almost shooting him in the head with arrows and she's like, I never miss.
Which they say.
I never miss.
I never miss is this movie is with great power comes great responsibility. Right. Like,
well, it's like, oh, is that going to come into play later?
Yes.
Is that called foreshadowing? But, you know,
it's
so,
called lazy writing.
It's called foreplay.
Yeah. Well, I don't, in the next scene, I don't think that he misses.
The next scene is her taking a shot. If you know what I mean.
So is she in the.
Back then.
I would. Now, that movie I'd see.
Yeah. Did they film
in 4-minute increments? Yeah.
Did they film this?
And I'll watch the rest later.
Yeah.
No, you got to start from the beginning and see how far you can get. It's a challenge.
Oh, I made it farther that time.
So
you tried to sync yourself up.
So is that filmed? Was that next spot filmed in the waters from Thor, Dark
World? Yeah,
yeah. Did they film that while he was in those waters? Like, Jessica Chastain, come in here.
You know what's weird? This is like you don't see him without a shirt on or without a shirt off. Like we jokingly say. Yeah, we jokingly say that every time Hemsworth is in a movie, there's the obligatory.
They've done
like,
that before. Didn't they do that in the first Snow White, or did a shirt come off in that one?
He wasn't. Was he in it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the huntsman. Oh, I just thought it was a recast.
He's trying to kill Snow White.
He's the huntsman. And
they kept him. And
okay.
Yeah.
God, I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
How little I remember.
That might be the movie where we joke about it, but it's like he actually didn't take his shirt off in that one, I think, in the first one.
He didn't want it to work out.
Yeah. Well, the director was afraid that he might have some issues with Chris Hemsworth if he's been down that road, so he doesn't want
to. Trying to tag Kristen Stewart over here.
Yeah.
Muscles McGillicuddy taking his shirt off.
Yeah.
Remember who's signing your paycheck, Kristen. I can leave all your best work on the cutting room floor, and we know there ain't much of it.
Yeah. It's tough. We know.
It's not an embarrassment of riches. Let's just leave it at that.
Can you smile? Nope, never mind. Yeah. Don't.
Is that like a genetic condition or just something some medication would fix?
They get it on in the hot springs, and then I guess.
And
I
they do get it on.
I guess.
This is the scene.
They go to Arkansas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird time jump.
And I guess they left a condom behind or something because the queen figures it out that they're in love and.
They get married. Like they.
Well, yeah, they have a Braveheart wedding.
They do, right? And then she puts the thing around his neck. Yeah. And then
she's dead in the next scene, right? Yeah. Well, and actually, it is a Braveheart wedding.
It is kind of.
Quote unquote dead in the next, you know.
Yeah, there's that. So, yeah, they go back and they kind of have like, all right, man, see ya. We'll play like this didn't just happen.
Yeah.
And then Freya, is that her name? Elsa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sets up like a. He says, if you guys love each other, you have to get back to each other somehow. And they have to fight all of the huntsmen.
She's like, yeah. And she's like, that's my one rule. I had one rule. You had one job. Don't fall in love. It's not allowed.
Don't bone in the hot springs.
So you can't love. What about buddies?
Right.
That's a great question.
That's the difference.
We need some details.
They should have gotten married. They should have just. They should have gotten married.
We need some guidelines.
As long as you're just.
Can you imagine the next scene? She comes. She's like, "You guys are gonna have to find a way to." She's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! I never said I love her. Now let's be clear. Yeah. You know, like I'm Chris Hemsworth. Do you see all these women around here?
I love her.
No. Don't even use that word. No. Like it's good, but come on.
I'm not gonna marry her for.
Jeez.
I'll rent it, but I don't need to buy it.
Yeah.
We all know what happens when you get married, anyway. So no. So they have a big fight. And then it looks like they're going to win, and then Elsa throws up an ice wall.
Lots of ice walls in this movie.
But apparently
that's her go-to move. Well, this is going downhill. Ice wall.
Ice wall. But not
it's
only
a good thing this movie doesn't take place in the age of heat lamps. Yeah. Like, she could be entirely struck down at an old country buffet.
Yeah. Game over.
Yeah.
I can't even do it. So apparently not only does she have ice powers, but she can make you see what she wants you to see through the ice.
Huh.
Because like he
right,
sees
that
her,
was a little mysterious how they did that.
Like they're on the other side of the walls, and then she ends up, what he sees is her dying.
So through the wall, he sees the guy that they're really close with. I don't know his character name, but the guy that they trained with,
token black guy.
Yeah, he was their friend or whatever in training ever since he was a little kid. Well, she ends up commanding him, or so it
well,
looks
like.
Well,
he just comes up from behind him and, like,
yeah,
and guts her.
He just, yeah, sticks a stake through her chest, basically. Yeah. And so he sees it on the other side of the wall, and he's all distraught, and they basically hit him on the back of the head.
I'm like, you know, if you just call Mjolnir, like, you just break through the wall.
Right.
Man, that thing will come right through the wall.
Yeah, they knock him out, you know, do the old, like, it was almost like a mobster move. You know, they hit him in the back of the head and send him down the river, like, and just float away.
He'll,
like,
be fine.
Of course, they don't wait to see if he's dead. They
typical
don't,
bad guy
yeah,
fashion,
right?
Where they
yeah.
never, like,
knock
you know,
him out and throw him in the water.
Just slit
float
his
away.
Throat.
Did you right. take care of him?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't yeah. good enough.
Exactly. I'm like 80% confident yeah. that he's really hurt.
Yeah. yeah. And you know what's so funny is that in the original story and in all the Snow White stories, this queen's like, bring me that heart.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the entire
yeah.
point of it. Is the queen's like, you bring me the heart. Like, she wants yeah. that as proof.
And he uses
that
a pig heart, right?
Yeah, an animal.
Yeah,
it's
like, that oh, seems yeah, like there's right. a hole in that theory.
You would think they wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, no, yeah. no, I just meant that, like, yeah, like, you could bring the, like, do you, are you really going to, like, wait, hang on, that's
she pulled
not,
up Wikipedia, yeah. and she's like, I yeah. don't think this is
this, why does this, heart? Like, have a USDA stamp on
this one has too many valves. I don't think that this is right.
Right, there's a fifth chamber in this one. Go back there.
Go back and get that heart.
But, you know, it's funny, so it's like, you've got that whole thing with, like, the queen is like, bring me proof. And I know it's a different queen, but, like, you know, that yeah. that's set up.
What
in
if they
world,
showed
but...
up with Anne and Nancy Wilson?
Oh,
yeah. See, it's not the heart you asked for, but this yeah. is delightful.
And they will play Barracuda.
Barracuda. Yeah.
Maybe a little Stairway to
I think
heaven.
That's Bonanza.
No, no, that was the riff. I was yeah. I just didn't finish.
You were no, that was Bonanza.
Yeah. Or Ponderosa. I mean, Ponderosa. Yeah, that's all what you're,
right. Oh, now I'm hungry.
Not for Ponderosa,
are.
You're not.
No,
you're
but I'm hungry yeah. in general.
You're
I just thought of
that.
I thought of steak, and then I,
yeah.
And you know who can't go to Ponderosa?
No,
the Ice Queen.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh, yeah. Can't go.
Heat lamps.
It all comes full circle.
Just completely.
Well, no, she can go to like the soft serve, but that's the only section,
right?
I don't know.
But it won't be soft serve when she's done.
No.
Yeah,
she's true.
Just hanging
yeah,
right. over there
she
by the
can't
ice cream
because
she's
be,
that sexy. Yeah.
She is that sexy. It's Emily Blunt. That's a the only other thing. I
Why
want,
is she in this movie?
I also want to quickly mention, like,
the check clear.
Yeah, the amount of accents that are in this movie. So,
was this another Gods of Egypt?
Kind of like Hemsworth and Jessica Chastain are doing like an Irish accent.
And Emily Hemsworth is Australian.
Hemsworth is Australian.
Yeah. Okay,
and Jessica Chastain's American. Emily Blunt is doing a British. Well, she's
British.
She's British. So
she's
not
she's doing a British.
She's not
accent.
Doing a British
she's
accent.
Talking.
She's just talking.
Yeah.
And then everybody else is doing like all the other side characters are British, so they're doing. They don't have an accent. They their usual voice. And then there's Charlize Theron, who's South
she's,
African, but she never has
yeah.
like
yeah. She's South African.
Yeah, but you never hear her accent.
But like in the Star Wars universe, you never question that.
Yeah, but that's a better movie.
You know, but you know why? Yeah, it's because in the Star Wars movie, I'm having so much fun watching the film that I don't care about silly stuff like that. Yeah. But when I'm bored, I got to pick it apart.
Right. Also, didn't like, they, somewhat, they did, it was the Rebellion versus the Empire, and so the American or non-accents were usually on the Rebellion, and then the Empire, by and aside from Kenobi, by and large were, in the original movie, they were, it was sort of split.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the couple scenes where Carrie Fisher starts to
don't know what
Carrie
Fisher.
Yeah.
I still don't get in that new movie that way
her
she
Jedi
spoke.
Power her Jedi power was code switching.
Yeah.
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 What do you mean the way she spoke?
Because she, the way she's I should have recognized your Faust. And she starts to like, and she said she just was like so caught up and she was like, she's cushy.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That it, but she acknowledges it. She was like,
but,
yeah, I don't know.
But she spoke like a normal, like I get that she switched, which was like a little jarring in the first one, but okay. Yeah. But in the new movie, she talks like she's had a stroke
well,
and way too much Botox.
Well, I think
like,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like she just talks so
I don't
weird.
Mean that to be rude, like, yeah. but I think yeah. her, like her face is definitely
well,
fuller. And her, she's
a lot
old
of pressure
she's,
coming back to a big movie. And,
she's yeah,
yeah. So
but
I'm
just saying, it's just when she talked, I'm like, why is Carrie?
When she talked, I was
like
yeah, it's Princess Leia. Do yeah. it. I don't even
I'm
care.
Not saying to ruin the movie. I'm just saying yeah. it was a little odd. I'm like, what is going on here?
She's not.
It's
like,
is that an accent?
She wasn't in
that?
It enough for me to give a crap.
Yeah.
Like she's yeah. in it just yeah. enough where I was like, that's awesome.
But
then,
but yeah, I mean that's
starring Carrie Fisher
multiple
as fan service.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, like, there's plenty of things to pick apart with this film, but yeah. I'm not going to pick apart their accent.
It was like, just weird. No, as I'm watching it, I was like, well, that's a weird choice.
Well, compared to Gods of Egypt, I mean, because there was nobody who was Egyptian. That's part of the reason they had a problem.
That's nobody at all.
Yeah, he's sent down the river.
Literally. He's like Noah.
He's floating down. And then they find, and then it goes into the Gods of
like
Dead
Noah?
Movie.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did you mean Moses?
I like how he did this again. He made the same mistake last time.
No,
or not
Noah
last
on
time.
The ark.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, that wasn't a river.
It was like Moses down there.
No, no. I knew, like in my head, I
it was Moses that they sent down the river.
Noah's ark? Do you mean the
arcade?
The arcade.
Noah's ark. The restaurant?
Yeah.
That's gone.
Isn't that Noah's arcade from Wayne's World?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Noah's Arcade.
Isn't that from Wreck-It Ralph, too?
No.
What was the name of the arcade?
Remember
Wreck-It
the
Ralph?
Guy in the commercial in Wayne's World? Come to Noah's
Dude,
Ark?
Dude, it's been so long
Noah's,
since I've
Noah's
seen
Arcade.
Noah's Arcade. Yeah. That could be, yeah.
Anyway, but... And the guy was a huge tool, and they were, like, making fun of him on the air.
Yes,
he was all into it, though, remember?
Yeah, he's got, like, written on the back of the cards.
Yeah, like,
this guy's a douchebag.
And Sonic the Hedgehog's, like, playing in the back of his commercials and stuff. I don't know. Sorry, we'll talk about worst movie now.
Yeah. So I don't remember how he meets up with the dwarves. So he goes down the river.
Of fish.
They pull.
I think it was
Snow White's like second in command of her army.
Yeah, they
shows
find
up,
him.
Played by Sam Claflin or whatever from. Is he in the Hunger Games? I think he's in the Hunger Games film.
Is that what it is? I know he looked familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shows up with two of the dwarves and is like, "You gotta go find this magic mirror." And he's like, "I'm going to go do it alone." And they're like, no, you got to bring these little guys.
Yeah. You got to bring the comic relief.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. Like, the movie starts off as a prequel to Snow White, and then...
And then it flashes forward 7 years later.
And then it flashes forward, and you never really address anything from that storyline. And then he goes off on this other quest.
Well,
it's
that's
a weird, jarring timeline.
Like, they make a big deal. So I guess in the first one, is there like a giant... fight where she takes over the kingdom where Snow White
wins? Like the film ends, the Snow White and the Huntsman film ends with this huge siege in Charlize Theron's castle, and it's this really amazing, actually, like beach siege, almost like D-Day, where like they're on like horses and there's all these like catapults that are thrown at them, and it's actually filmed really well.
But that speech she gives before the
siege, she gives a Braveheart speech, which is lame. But
it was like Stewart, that's why like, I think that's why I couldn't take that scene as seriously, because again, visually it was really cool, but she just gave this Joan of Arc Braveheart type, you know, speech, and it's just like, oh, come on.
So I guess
if memory serves, like, she had like hardly said two words in the film up till this point.
She didn't say anything, and then
everything
she's like Silent Bob.
What was that?
She actually played with her hair far less in that film. I feel like every movie she's constantly got her fingers through her hair and like angsting, and she does it a little bit less than
she does,
but like, so in this one you're kind of they're told that like the mirror has corrupted her, or like she's falling under the influence of the mirror.
The mirror has like such great power that,
like
they're
the
afraid that they're afraid that the Frieza girl princess is going to go get it.
Okay.
And they don't want it to
but
fall.
So they show
hands.
You Snow White. Like, they show you Snow White for a brief second where like it's just her from the back. And I was like, all right. Like, I wonder how much of I wonder in the original script for this, cuz I have to believe that
There was a script?
There, I have to believe there was a script.
At one point.
But, like, how much of it was Kristen... Like, how much was Kristen Stewart original?
I don't think any at all.
I don't think she agreed to the film at all.
But this was greenlit pretty quickly. I remember after the first one.
But that whole scandal went down before the whole...
Yeah.
So,
it did?
By the time
it didn't happen after the fact?
No, it was, like, before the premiere and stuff.
But this is there was a scandal, and then it got greenlit, and then it was basically, like, even... I mean, it was pretty... it was pretty much fodder that everybody, you know, knew that the director's wife was like, yeah, you can do that movie,
but the director's back, right?
It's the second unit director of the original.
So not back.
Well, then I don't get you would
then
think,
why not bring her back?
I would think you'd get back one or the other.
Maybe she doesn't want to bring, I mean, you know, that how many questions would she get, and it would drudge up that whole thing doing a sequel.
But
I think
she
just
I don't
done
think
she'd
get
that.
Any questions if he's not there.
No, she would get questions.
You know, but it's all softball entertainment press. You just tell beforehand. You don't ask about that, or you never get another interview, and then they won't.
I think it was a pretty rough
all
time.
People from Good Morning Austin,
Vietnam. She was with Edward from Twilight at the time.
They were together for a while,
so they both like cheated on their. It was a big deal, and they were engaged or something. I mean, it was a big, it was screwed up
big enough that I don't give it.
All right, you got to read your
yeah, my trades.
You're a 14-year-old girl. This would have been very traumatic. You
know, huge news.
You know, Joe, stars, they're just like us.
Okay. So then they go on the quest.
And Nick Frost is there. He's one of the dwarves.
Which was great.
And then his twin brother or his
cousin or something. Mick Frost. Like that's who it was.
Yeah. You used the word great very loosely to describe this quest. I'm just gonna say
air quotes. And then like they end up in this town they end up in this little village. And they get attacked by more huntsmen, like they're coming after them. And this is where
they're huntier huntsmen.
They out hunted the huntsmen.
For being the best huntsman, he kind of sucks. Like he's kind of the worst huntsman. Yeah. Like,
except for at the end of the movie, then all of a sudden he can take on people with magic powers.
Right?
Like, come on.
Yeah.
There's no way you'd win that fight.
No.
Let's be real.
No, like, she's got a symbiote. What
like,
do you want?
Yeah, we'll get into that later, but this is one of the worst parts about movies that where like you know that nothing's going to happen to the main characters and there's no sense of danger, right? And like when you have the main bad guy killing 50 soldiers and then you get to the one person that's going to face them and then they're just like, "Let's not kill them like the others. Let's like play with them and work around it." It's like, "Come on."
That's sort of the problem with prequels that they always suffer with is that, you know, if it's a prequel to characters that you already know the outcome of the story,
there's no danger
to be invested in it. It asks a lot of the audience.
Like, I think the idea when they announced those prequels, we were just kind of like, I would want to, like, I remember thinking, all right, I want to see Vader. Like, I want to see Anakin go bad.
Yeah.
And then they did what they did with it, and it was
awful.
Yeah,
and we got to see it in the last 30 minutes of the 3-movie arc.
Exactly. So, like, to see a character's turn, if they can make you care about a character and then you know the outcome.
If you think about it, Obi-Wan was kind of a... He didn't have to slice his limbs off. Like, if he did the flip over him, he could have just, like, jumped back.
Nope.
But he's like, nope, I'm going to slice all your limbs off.
No.
Obi-Wan
knew. Like, he knew how bad this guy was going to be. So he's like, maybe I can just
say, like, he's like, don't do it. Don't you jump.
I've got a jumper hand.
Don't you do it. Yeah, and then he jumps, and then he's just like, oh, nope, there go the limbs.
Like, it's like dealing with your child. Like, don't you do it.
Do you slice your kid's legs off?
I'm gonna slice your legs off. Don't you do it. And then they do it. Like, well, I don't have a choice.
I used to tell Zach, when he kept picking his nose, I was going to cut his nose off. I went and got scissors one time.
Oh, my God.
He, like, freaked out.
Yeah, I freak out. Yeah. That's
he
terrifying.
He was 13.
Oh, and that's why they call him Mr. No-Nose. Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. That's how that happened.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not. So then they all of a sudden there's a better huntsman that shows up and almost kills every like cuts a guy's hand off and kills a bunch
of
people.
They get stuck in a trap.
Yeah.
At one point, like, they're like, oh, haha, there's traps. We're never going to get stuck in this.
This is in the village where the reveal that Jessica Chastain is still alive.
Oh, okay.
So, like, she takes her hood
off. During the big fight with the huntsman, she takes her hood off. Yeah.
And of course, like, when they killed her in the beginning, I was like, nope.
You don't cast Jessica Chastain.
Well,
and
that was my question. See, I didn't see that coming. I thought it was maybe one of these quick. They filmed for a couple days, threw some money at him, and that was his motivation.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty cool little Jean at Leap thing where it's like, they actually did kill her.
I thought they were, but I gave it way too much credit.
Janet Leigh thing was from one of the greatest directors in the history of film.
This is from a second unit
of The Huntsman.
Your
it's
point,
not
Tom,
as prolific.
Where are you going with this?
What do you mean?
I don't think we're ever going to get second unit of Snow White and The Huntsman theater.
So she's still alive, of course, and he's in awe, and she knocks him out. You know, he gets knocked out a lot in this movie.
How much do you? Here's a random question. I was just thinking. So, if they cast Captain Marvel, how much do you? If they want, let's say they want Jessica Chastain or Jennifer Lawrence, how much money do you think they're going to throw at Jennifer Lawrence to be like, look, we know you just got done with the X-Men, like, why don't you come to
she's
the
done?
Yeah, I think X-Men Apocalypse is her last one. As Mystique, at least.
Okay.
How much money do you think they're going to have to throw at Jennifer Lawrence to get her?
A lot.
Yeah.
What about Ronda Rousey? They can get her for a lot cheaper.
Gina Carano.
Gina Carano would have worked in... Nah, probably not. Not since I've seen, like, visually.
Yeah.
But not since I've seen, like, her as Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Gina Carano. I was just curious, like, with the whole pay equality thing where, like, Robert Downey Jr. is like, I'm going to need, like, $30 million
yeah.
to come back as Iron Man. And she's like, I'm going to need $30 million to yeah. come on as...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but Robert Downey Jr. is coming back as Iron
That's
Man.
True.
He's established yeah. that people want to see him as that character.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like if she wants that on her fourth Captain Marvel or whatever movie, you know, like that's
or whatever.
Yeah, that's different.
If that character works.
That,
right.
Yeah, that old Robert Downey Jr. thing just amazes me, his comeback. Like, can you imagine being down
it's
and
awesome.
Out like that?
Like, it's awesome. It is awesome. It's awesome like, to see it. Because
yeah.
I think most of us have watched him.
Yeah.
We've watched the fall from grace.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he
it's
was.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
that's
incredible.
Cool.
And now he's like one of the highest paid actors. Like, that's. So cool.
I'm waiting for Lindsay Lohan any minute now. Yeah. Any minute now, she's going to have that Robert Downey Jr. moment.
She is.
Herbie Fully Loaded, too.
It's
going to happen.
Fuller Loaded.
Yeah. Full Load.
Full Herbie Load.
Oh, she'll be making that movie.
Herbie Full Load. Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton won't be in that one, though.
Nope. Yeah. He won't be in Spider-Man either.
Yeah.
Shucks. That was going to be good.
He was in Herbie Fully Loaded, right?
Michael Keaton? Was he?
I thought he was.
Oh, gosh. I hope not.
Yeah.
He did have that weird time.
That
where,
was
like,
during a period where he wasn't back
yeah,
yet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He wasn't Birdman at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like,
he had been Jack Frost. That was,
which is why he was in her before.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, anyway, so we find out she's still alive. And then, yeah. and then so this is where it comes to find out that she never actually died. Because at this point, you're like, wait a minute. What, we saw her die? Well,
yes,
we
Michael
thought we
Keaton
did.
Was, in fact, in Herbie Fully Loaded.
Oh,
as was
this.
Matt Dillon.
Thank God.
That's and right. Justin Long. I believe Justin Long played the carburetor.
Yeah, he's...
He was like the love interest.
With the carburetor?
Yeah.
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 So anyway, we find out that whatever, the queen has this magical ability to, when she puts the wall up, it's like a big screen
right.
TV, like it's a projection
right.
TV.
So he sees her die, and what she sees on her end is him
run away.
Taken off.
Yeah.
And of course,
and
she's
what
all...
she sees on her end is SportsCenter.
Yeah. So.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
So.
It's Bonanza.
That's not Bonanza.
So she's pissed at him because she said for the last 7 years that she's been trying to find him. So she's obviously a terrible huntsman, and she wants to kill him basically
right.
for abandoning
yeah.
her in her time of need. And they really only what they locked her up, put her in the dungeon.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
she escaped.
She is,
and now,
yeah. So then now they're on. They both realize that he kind of lays out his plans. Like, look, I don't know what happened. He's like, I saw you die. And she's like, no, you didn't. You're a liar. And he's yeah. like, I feel
everyone
like...
Everyone has those moments. I mean,
yeah.
everyone
but
has
you
those
know
moments
what?
In life.
Yeah. You asshole. I don't believe you. Let's
go. Yeah, like, let's go
like,
bone. Okay.
I mean, it is Chris Hemsworth, so I mean,
yeah,
I guess
right.
I can see it. But she's pretty pissed at him, wants to kill him, and then...
They bone.
Yeah.
Like, she also has a moment where she's like, you know, you don't know the things that I've done. And he's like, I don't care. It's like something from The Notebook.
But he's then, like, tell him to me real slow.
Yeah. but then he's like, but then
yeah.
later on he's like, were you true? And I'm thinking like, is he like, did you
I know.
Do
I was,
other
I was
guys?
Like, that's exactly what he's saying.
He did.
Yeah.
Were you true?
Well, like, there's a weird, so he...
But he's
like
possessed at that point when he says that. Like, the mirror has,
the mirror
yeah.
has got
yeah.
into
so,
his
like,
head.
Because, and I think the mirror is saying that because they know that the answer is no, because
yeah.
she was either raped
she was locked
or,
up in prison.
Or
yeah.
was
yeah.
forced to do things
right.
against her, you know, coerced.
Correct.
Even,
yeah.
You know.
But that's sure. there's also, yeah, like, to go back to One Ring to Rule Them All, like,
yeah.
even along the outside of the mirror... It's like the sigils.
Is there yeah. Elven?
It's not Elven. It's almost like Norse
yeah.
is what it looks like.
It's like one ring to rule them all.
And, and this movie's narrated by Liam Neeson.
Okay. Yeah, just randomly.
Just
like the second
uncredited.
He's when he
yeah,
starts
no,
talking.
I was
totally
like,
uncredited.
I was like, this is the weirdest Narnia movie
yeah.
I've ever seen.
Well, he starts talking. I'm like, that's Liam Neeson.
Was he wasn't
like,
in the first one, was he?
I don't think
no,
he narrated
no,
the first
one. No, there's another narrator in
okay.
the first one.
It's yeah. Morgan
so
Freeman.
That was,
no, not Morgan Freeman.
They had to get the next
yeah,
best
the
voice
next
guy.
Best
to,
Ken
right.
Burns.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have their little time to kind of make up.
They do. And then they are attacked. Again? Oh, no, they see Freya, like, coming through the mountain.
Yeah.
And she's riding her awful CGI polar bear, I guess is what it was. I don't really... bear thing.
Whatever.
And then we find out that Jessica Chastain has been a double agent the whole time.
Women.
Yeah, so basically, this is after he gets possessed, right?
He gets possessed,
yeah,
but then,
the
like,
whole,
but, like
she's,
she snaps him out of it.
Right. But then the queen comes, you know, Elsa comes and is like, see, you trusted her, didn't you? And this is what happens. I told you, don't let love cloud your judgment.
You moron.
Whatever, yeah. So they do like a little double, triple cross here. She shoots him in the chest.
She does. She shoots him with an arrow.
This part's so stupid.
It was.
She never misses.
Oh, my God. She never misses.
So as soon as they pick up the arrow,
that's the other callback to that.
Yeah.
You know, when they shoot him in the chest, first of all, you're like, of course he's not dead. And I'm like, oh, it is not a Bible or a metal plate or a, you know what I mean? Like, well, the old, thing the old, like, oh, they, I had this thing on my
they
chest.
Go out of, they go out of their way to show you the pendant on numerous occasions.
Right.
That pendant is like the size of a quarter.
And nowhere near his
and nowhere
the
near,
left side of his chest. Like in the middle.
Well, he got it from Odin, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They melted down Mew Mew. Yeah.
It was a token from Noah's Arcade.
Yes.
It's unlimited gaming. Like, it's just one token.
Yeah.
Some string.
Like, yeah. Yeah. The old string trick.
Oh, man. Those days were great.
Yeah. Did you ever straw a Donkey Kong?
No.
You could take a straw.
Yep.
And, like,
yes.
Chew on it and get it flat and stick it in on the, if you're looking at the coin box on the left-hand side in between the hinges.
Right.
If you would slide it in, you would hit the part that the quarter would hit when it went down, and you could sit there with a straw and just be like, dunk,
dunk, dunk, I just realized dunk, 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 dunk. You were like the first pirate.
I think pirates were the first pirate.
Yeah.
You were like the first gaming pirate.
I think of this as a Danny Ocean sort of, like,
Ocean's the whole thing. Yeah.
See, like Ocean's 11 Adventures.
Yeah.
It's like the Saturday morning cartoon version.
Right. I took a different approach, which is I actually just took a hammer and popped off the back of a Defender.
Right.
And gave us, like, unlimited credits.
Jesus, you hooligan.
Jeez.
I really, okay, I really the statute of limitations on Defender has run out.
Yeah, this was at, like, a ground round.
I wish I had. I wish I had.
Better.
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
I wish
so
I had the amount
I'm
of money that I pumped into X-Men, the arcade game.
And that's the funny thing. Is like, the there was a mound of quarters sitting there. And you know what I did? Gave myself unlimited credits.
Yeah, you didn't steal the money. You just
all I cared about was the free game.
Yeah.
And we played that thing until we blew it up.
Nice. But I remember we used to go, we would sneak in to the Marriott by the airport, because I grew up at the airport because I'm a tough kid. And
come grow up in South City in the 80s, then come talk.
You know, the
I
house
North County.
Them.
That's a good point.
I grew up in Berkeley.
Yeah,
in Berkeley, just to put it in reference for the people that don't live in St. Louis, so I'll put it in words you can understand. In Berkeley, if you worked hard and succeeded, you could one day move to Ferguson.
that's a good point.
Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we would go to the Marriott by the airport, and like they had a Donkey Kong machine in their game. They had like three games in their game room,
right?
And we would go in there. And they would come in every once in a while. They'd see us and like, what room are you in? We're like 219, like you know. And then they'd see that there's like 98 credits on the Donkey Kong machine.
Get out,
like, everybody, run!
Mine was Exilorama.
And
some days if we were feeling really adventurous, we would go to the arcade at the airport.
Oh.
We'd drive over. We'd ride our bikes over to the airport.
That one had a few more games.
Yeah.
But most of them were broken.
Oh, no, man. Exilorama had the giant, like, five-player X-Men the arcade game.
Yeah, love
like,
that game.
You better, hope you, Simpsons. Don't, you better hope you don't get there last, because then you got to play as Dazzler, and you're screwed.
Yeah. That game and Simpsons were the two Simpsons best, like, those type of multiplayer arcade games.
What was the first-person shooter game where, like, you had to put your foot on the pedal?
Time Cop?
Yeah. Was it Time Crisis?
Time Crisis.
Yeah. Foot Frenzy 2 or whatever? The foot on the pedal? Is no.
Yeah, there was that one, and then there was, like, Area 51.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Aerosmith
was good.
The arcade
I remember
game.
Aerosmith was a good arcade
awesome.
Game. You could shoot CDs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, the arcade game, you had an Uzi, and you would like follow Steven
Tom
Tyler.
And I remember when they had Journey the Escape.
Journey the Escape. Oh, my God. That was
the
awful.
Worst game ever.
That was
ever.
So bad.
You that was play through Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
Or no, what was that?
That's Bon Jovi.
That's Crying. Was it Crying?
That's Aerosmith.
Yeah.
That's Aerosmith.
What was their other? What was the one?
They had
the
a
one?
Few others. Yeah.
What was the, there was another one on, oh, dang it. There's one that played like over and over and over on that game, on an arcade game, and I can't think of what it was.
Don't want to miss
Living
a
on
thing.
The Edge. Living on the Edge?
Yeah, that's something like Aerosmith
game. Yeah.
So anyway, back to this movie that doesn't have an arcade room in it.
No, unfortunately.
I think we might need to institute our 60 minutes of suck rule, which is, for those that don't remember, if a movie sucks bad enough, we spend no more than 60
that's
minutes
it.
On
that's
it.
All we get,
and
60
we're,
minutes.
We're done, and that doesn't matter where we're at.
I think we're pretty close.
We're pretty close.
Yeah. So she ends up shooting the arrow, and of course you think, Well, no, because you're
and of course no one
smart.
Looks at him to check that he's dead, right?
No,
she shoots him with an arrow in the chest, and they're like, "That's taken care of and right off." I mean, seriously,
like that's she can't give.
This is after why seven years.
This is why so many people back then were buried alive.
Yes,
you know, I'm not
he
dead
must
yet.
Be dead.
Look dead enough to me.
Oh, he tripped and fell. He must be dead.
Yeah.
Let's bury him.
Well, I mean, after the river, he's
yeah,
be dead.
Before, yeah, it was cold.
So they go over to him. They're like, you know, the dwarves like, "You pull it out. You pull it out."
Yeah, it was just like, pull the arrow. I was like, don't pull the arrow. Yeah. I was like, that's not the way that works.
And then all of a sudden he jumps up like, blah.
Like she's like,
I guess he was knocked out from being shot in the chest.
It's like the opposite of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, right.
And by I mean, and by that I mean
a good movie.
That was a good movie. Right, yes. Right. Yeah.
And then he's like, "Oh, she must have missed." Oh, she never misses.
She never misses.
Well, I hate the whole like when like they're having their battle and she sees the pendant and that's how she knows that he's been telling the truth about loving her the whole time. And I'm like, you could have just showed her that, right? Like, you could have just been like, why would I have kept this for 7 years if I was going around being Chris Hemsworth and just crushing it?
It's very Batman versus Superman. Where it's like, you know, if you just don't throw him across a rooftop and just say, hey.
Martha?
Yeah, right. Just like,
just say Martha.
Lex has my mom. Can we not do this? Because that'd be great.
Yeah.
He wants me to kill you.
You see Superman just floating outside of Batman's range on the rooftop, and Batman's like, come down here. And he's like, no. Like, you just can't reach him. Come here.
I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to throw you through buildings. That's what I'm going to do. Instead of having an actual conversation with you.
It's the only way, Jim.
Yeah.
So he gets up. He's alive. And then he's like, yeah, we got to now. Oh, she knew. And then he says.
Of course she knew. Yeah.
And then he says something 20 more times. Like, she never misses.
She never misses.
Like, so seriously, how many times do you have to say that? Like, we get it.
With great power, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I really hope they don't say that in Captain America. Like, I'm praying.
No, they can't do it in Captain America.
No.
And Uncle Ben's dead. I mean, this is Homecoming's not an origin story.
No,
so
no. Apparently, there's no origin.
Yeah.
It just is.
Right.
Good.
And, yeah.
It's about time.
I will applaud if we do not have to see, even like in flashback.
I was going to say, the only thing we might get is flashback.
Uncle
Ben flashback. Like, how do you not mention at some point in this universe
Uncle Ben? You can mention it.
Because he's his inspiration. Like, he has to be somewhere.
Well,
like,
you can show.
Yeah.
You can show, like, I guess they go to Queens and you see Aunt May. You can just show a picture of him.
Guys.
Yeah, he's on the rice.
That's it.
Guys.
Right.
Uncle Ben, Deus Ex Machina flash drive.
Oh, no.
No.
Uncle Ben flash drive.
Marvel's too smart for that. Don't worry.
Oh.
That's just Warner Brothers. So, yeah. So then they
go to the castle.
They go to the castle. And
she has the mirror at this point.
She has the mirror and she reads the
has two faces.
Hey.
I see him in the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Where he had like his face.
No, that's the man with two faces.
Man with two faces.
The mirror with two faces was a Barbara Streisand movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the Barbara Streisand, Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
psychoanalysis movie.
Yeah, she was the therapist. Yeah.
So then she reads the Lord of the Rings inscription.
Yeah, and then Charlize Theron.
And what happens is the
Beetlejuice appears.
Yes.
Beetlejuice.
the gold goo monster comes out of the mirror, but it's not the regular guy. It is
the evil queen sister.
Yes. When that was happening, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then it's her, and I'm like, oh, okay, because I thought she was dead. But lo and behold,
apparently,
right before Snow White killed her, she enchanted her soul into the mirror.
Correct.
Yep. So that's a thing that happens.
Yep.
So anyway.
Big fight scene.
Well, then we get into what really happened. So, you know, we go into her old double take with the, right? With the,
yeah.
I mean, just to speed things along. So what happened that night with the Duke whenever the baby was killed, it was actually Charlize Theron had looked into the mirror and said, who is the fairest of them all? And he's like, you are, but not for long.
All I could think about was the Looney Tunes, like the Looney Tunes where.
The mirror.
Then the mirror.
The mirror comes out and he goes, wow. Yeah.
Where like he sees Bugs Bunny in a costume.
Yeah,
he was like, it used to be you, but that one over there.
Basically, is exactly what happened. So he's like, yeah, she's going to grow up and, you know.
But you got to think you got at least a good 17, 18 years before you got to worry about that.
Well, these were older times.
Okay, 13, 14 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And the mirrors were much more efficient back then.
So anyway, of course, Charlize Theron, she's like, what are you asking? What are you telling me to do? And the mirror's like, I'm not telling you to do anything.
Like,
you're making your own decision.
The mirror's like, hey, don't put this on me.
Yeah. Like, I'm just telling you, you asked me a question, I answered it, like, very literally, and he did. Yeah. Like, he's just like,
I'm just telling you what the situation is going to be. Well, you can choose to do with that information, whatever you
want. Yeah, and he gave her warning. I mean, most mirrors on the wall don't, like, tell you the future. They tell you who is actually the fairest, and this guy's like, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up. Like, you got 15 years, but... Yeah.
Look, I know you're Charlize Theron and all, but, you know, this one's going to... You're going to get older.
Yeah.
And she's going to get
you
older.
You know what? he's going to end up being, or what's her, who's the one you have a crush on from Smokey and the Sally Field?
Sally Field. Yeah.
She's going to grow up to be Sally Field and Smokey of the Bandit era.
I would still.
Sally Field is still good looking.
To this, I would, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so she actually, Charlize Theron's evil queen actually manipulated the Duke and did him, put him under mind control. So when he says I had no choice, he was telling the truth. He literally meant I had no choice, but she, you know, she elsed him, anyway.
Him
to death.
She elsed him to death.
That was that. So anyway,
is this a pro-life metaphor?
This might be. So
I'm trying to whip a little something.
Yeah, choice, no choice. There's a dead baby. Like, I don't get what's going on here.
Neither did we. Trying to do something important here. So then they basically end up essentially getting into a fight because obviously she's none too happy.
That's a thing.
None too happy. So Chris Hemsworth and the gang crash the party. And,
yeah, then they start like scaling the ice wall.
Yeah. So these are so
with no footholds. Like, yeah. They just.
And so
they got axes. That's what huntsmen have.
Yeah. They did have axes. You're right.
So they start fighting them, and then basically Elsa convinces her huntsmen to be on her side and fight the evil queen.
Is that right?
Isn't that how it goes down?
I don't know. They kill Elsa.
Right, but like before all, that, but she's like basically, like, oh, you evil, like you've corrupted me, you turned me into this person. And Charlize Theron is like, well, you know, sorry for doing what I had to,
sorry
bring
for
your power
you.
Out. Yeah,
jeez.
She did that old thing, yeah. Like that old chestnut. You know, oh, sorry for killing your daughter and giving you these amazing powers.
The old bully thing, like you owe me, like you owe me for this. Honestly,
yeah, I turned you, I made you.
Yeah, Elsa ends up freezing the mirror.
Yeah.
And
well, this is the ridiculous fight scene. So basically,
this is the ridiculous fight scene.
This is where it just goes totally bonkers because Chris Hemsworth and his crew and the huntsmen that have turned against the evil queen are fighting her, and the evil queen has her like spawn like whatever
she's
you
got
would call
her. This oily
symbiote.
Sort of.
Yeah, it's like the symbiote, yeah. and so it starts attacking people. She is spearing huntsmen through the chest, left and right. Boom, 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 taking them out. Not the huntsman though. Not the main character. Right. She's taking people out left and right. But let's leave that guy. She's like toying with him and like pushing him to the side with her. Like
him and Jessica Chastain.
So
like, they don't
just push them to the side. But she's killing hundreds of the other guys. Yeah. Whatever.
Their
so,
love makes them stronger, Kevin. Yeah. Don't you know this?
So we get down to
that's
the
why she banned it.
Yes.
So Elsa's final move is to hug her sister, and then the evil queen is
she
like
starts
nope.
She starts to freeze her, and then she spears her
through the chest. So she's on the ground. Chris Hemsworth comes at her with a sword and an axe, somehow is able to fight this symbiote that can
you'd think he would learn, like carry a shield.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, you've been a few moves with this guy at this point.
So we're somehow to believe that she can't instantly kill him, but whatever. So he fights with a sword and an axe.
Well, I want to know why she has this power to like put up a sheet of ice and make people see whatever they want, and she never uses it again.
Yeah,
nope, never.
She does another wall, like the third wall or whatever.
Yeah,
she blocks off when she's with her sister. She puts up another ice wall as they're having the story.
That's what they do at Game of Thrones where they're climbing up the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
What she should do is this is how she could win this instantly. She could put up a wall of ice, and on that wall of ice, she should show this movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then they would all just go home.
I thought you were going to say something like, put up this wall and make the kingdom great again.
Yeah.
No.
I thought he was being very prolific here.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
So her final act as she's dying.
It would make more sense with the confusing abortion metaphor they had going on. So, back and forth, pro and con. I don't
nobody
get it.
Knows. Yeah.
So Emily Blunt, the Snow Queen's final act as she's dying is to end this movie. And she freezes the ground, which then dramatically goes up the wall and freezes the mirror. And Chris Hemsworth, in slow motion as he's fighting with
grabs
his sword,
Mjolnir.
Throws his axe.
Oh, it's so sexy.
Yeah.
It was,
and just slow motion.
Chris Hemsworth or Kevin?
Both.
Well, fair enough. My retelling was pretty accurate. And it cracks the mirror. And it starts shattering.
Yeah.
And you see Charlize, no.
Yeah, and then she like does like Raiders of the Lost Ark where she just like.
Yeah. She melts into her gold. And then all the dwarves start scooping the gold up into little containers. Like, we don't have to mine for this. Like, how much work will that save?
Right.
I'm like, this is going to ruin our economy.
And then that's it. And then
Snow White becomes the dictator of the entire kingdom because now she gets everything. Yeah.
And then
you don't see her.
You don't see her. You see her, like I said, you see the back of her head. That's about it.
But Liam Neeson comes on with this amazing, powerful love conquers all something. I can't remember what he said. I wanted to write it down, but it's like, and love
I have a certain set of skills.
And, yeah.
I will find you.
Yeah. And that
and
happens.
Credits.
And then at the very end, before the credits, though, we see a gold bird flying on the screen. Like she's still maybe alive.
Hopefully
not.
That not based with not with that box office.
No.
Yeah. That's the only thing that can really kill her.
Yeah,
right.
The gold bird of international box office hope.
just
in case.
That's the only place that's making money. That's for sure.
So what? Why do you think they had to have signed Kristen Stewart to a multi-picture deal?
Yeah,
they went into this wanting a franchise.
Yeah.
Clearly, they wanted a franchise so badly they made this movie anyway.
Right.
And so, why wouldn't they just say, "Yeah, tough shit." You signed a contract. Go make the movie.
Unless they just didn't want her. I don't know. That whole scandal adversely affected the movie.
Yeah, I really think they didn't want that stigma. I have to think they wanted to be as.
But the stigma
themselves.
Was already done.
So I know, then, but you bring it back up.
But then, the next question is it pay or play? Like,
no.
I'm just saying, if they signed you to a multi, if you're the star of the movie, it's Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right.
You are the star of the movie. You're the title character in the film. They sign you to a multi-picture deal, and then they make a sequel without you.
Yeah. But
I
think we know who the star of the movie was Charlize.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and that's the crazy part is, she's the best part of the original film.
Sure.
And yet she's so underused in this, which, I mean, I guess in a respect, like I do like that they didn't just repeat the first film.
Right.
They tried to go a new path, and for better or for worse,
they tried to rip off Frozen.
Like it's not as good of a film as the first because of Charlize Theron.
I will say I liked that it didn't take itself as seriously as the first film.
Yeah.
I liked the humor. I did like some of the humor aspect with the dwarves, and I thought, you know, there were a couple times when they made me laugh. I would rather see a movie with those four dwarves, than another Huntsman movie.
You freeze Elsa ends up freezing two dwarves, and the one you freeze is Nick Frost. Why don't you just froze the other? That's the guy who's the accomplished
the funny one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the guy who's the accomplished comedian.
Well, you don't have to pay Nick Frost as much if you freeze him halfway through.
I guess
I don't think he's so popular that he's cost him. This movie, they probably spent more on catering than they spent on Nick Frost. I mean,
him and Hemsworth. That was about
to me. You also have this conflict where the film is basically broken up into three parts, and the first part and the third part are the more darker, serious stuff, mm-hmm. like the first film, and the second part is this sort of jovial, sort of lighthearted romp of a journey. I don't know. You have some conflicting, ideas at work here, and
It definitely felt like that screenplay was assembled, screenplays.
I think there was a screenplay where it was Snow White. And they were just okay, so she's not in it. Let's just start hacking her out and then trying to, it's almost, I hate comparing it to Batman.
I could see where maybe Jessica Chastain would have been Snow White and they wouldn't have had a love interest, but they were working together fighting. I could see where maybe that was probably the original concept.
Like we said about Batman versus Superman, where there are certain parts of that script where it's all right, I could see where Chris Terrio was brought in to fix this, but there's so much of the David Goyer script in here. We've seen it before. So this one, to me, I felt the same way, where it was I feel like there's nine different scripts going on at the same time, and nobody knows what anybody's doing.
And there were some real lulls in this movie where I was just
from the start to the finish.
Oh, what's
I thought you meant you were laughing in internet jargon.
No, not lulls. Lulls.
Oh, I see.
But there were times where it was
easy vanilla ice.
This movie is pushing close to 2 hours. It's not quite, but
it's 114 minutes. Not that I was
okay, so it was about 2 hours long, and they really could have tightened that up to an hour and a half.
There were
a lot of dialogue choices where it's just okay, just move it along. We don't need this explained to us,
let's get it together.
When it seems like they're going for a different audience too. The first one obviously it was going for the young adult audience by having Kristen Stewart in it and the film being much darker.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, it's it's like they're trying to aim more for like kids, but yeah, then you also still have the dark elements, and then so it's like
boob.
You're so confused. Yeah,
and
you got boobs. Yeah, and it's like it's so confused. It doesn't know what audience it wants to shoot for.
Because I would agree with the family element until all of a sudden they're making out, and she whips them out, and I'm like, and it's for a split second.
That's for the parents.
But if you're going to a kids movie, I don't want to see it with my like. I'm all about boobs in a movie, but now when my kids are sitting next to me, that's just weird.
Well, think about it. They're closer to being fed from those. So.
Or great, now I got to miss the rest of the movie because they want to go to the concession stand. They're like, I'm hungry.
Me too.
Yeah.
You so, send them on their own with a credit card.
No.
Terrible. Bad idea.
Bad idea. I got 10 bags of $7 Twizzlers.
Yeah, that's exactly
well,
what
it's
happened.
A prepaid credit
card.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah.
So, Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
Yeah, this one, it was kind of, I was trying to think of like offbeat takes of classic fairy tales. And there was a movie, it took me... It's actually been about 3 weeks that I've been trying to find the name of this movie because I remember it vaguely, and it's a movie from 1985 called Dream Child.
Okay.
It's the story of Charles Dodson.
Do they spell child with a Y?
No. Yeah, Warren does the theme song. No, it's about Charles Dodson.
Dodson. Dodson. We've got Dodson here.
Yeah.
They couldn't get Dokken to do the theme, so.
And Alice Liddell. And Charles Dodson is actually Lewis Carroll.
Okay.
That was his pen name, Lewis Carroll. And Alice Liddell is the little girl that inspired the tales of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And it kind of focuses on their relationship. She's an 80-year-old woman who is sort of recounting some of her memories. And it does kind of touch on the creep factor of that story.
I was wondering, I'm like, does this get creepy? Like this?
It is. It's very, it's creepy. It's also creepy because she keeps having these, as she's 80, she's struggling with memory, and it's, you know, when she's visiting New York City because she's there to accept an award on his centenary birth.
Gotcha.
And so she's starting to remember some of these tales, but she also starts to flash into moments from Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
And Jim Henson did the effects for the creatures, and they're terrifying.
Of course they are.
Appropriately awesome. Terrifying. Yeah. And so like all of a sudden she's like having a conversation and the phone's ringing, and then she's a door opens and she's in the Mad Tea Party, and then it goes back and forth from her as a little girl, and then it flashes over to him telling the story to her as a little girl.
This sounds awesome.
It is great. It's really hard to find.
I was like, is this good? Because it sounds really like a great
movie.
Idea.
It's a really good movie. I mean, it's 85. It's a little bit dated.
Sure.
But
Back in 85, Henson's stuff was good.
It's really creepy. All right. You know, and it's when she's like, you know, because it keeps flashing around in time,
right?
And it does touch on that relationship, and it doesn't say that it was anything as far as inappropriate aside from his fixation on her, and that's generally acknowledged that he had an unhealthy fixation on this young girl. But if you can get a hold of it, I've been trying to find it. And like I said, I was like, what was the name of that movie?
What's it called again?
Dream Child.
Is that all one word or two words?
One word.
And I guess if you can't get a hold of that, there's a Nightmare on Elm Street film, which I think the sub name is actually called Dream Child.
Yeah.
So that's easier to find.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good movie. Ian Holm plays, Bilbo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He plays or Greystoke. He plays he plays Charles Dodson. And it's hard to find, but it is worth it. You can see there's bits and pieces of it on YouTube.
It's on. You can get it on Amazon on DVD for $20.
There you go.
Ooh, that's an
yeah.
Expensive.
I mean, it's
not a one right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's like it's not readily available.
No.
But it's definitely worth seeking out, and it's just for the fact that the way it kind of time jumps a little bit, and it's partially reality, partially fantasy.
That's cool.
And yeah, the creatures are just
well. Like I remember, what was the flip for him? Was it Labyrinth? Is that where the creatures started to get creepy?
Dark Crystal.
That's what Skeksis and Dark Crystal are terrifying.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing that at the movie theater, and my sister was like, I was like, well, this was different than what
that
we were expecting.
That's just straight up nightmare fuel.
Where's Kermit?
Yeah, no.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, so check it out.
Cool.
Sounds better than this one.
Yeah,
it is.
It
would
have to be.
All you had to do was say Jim Henson, it was better.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for this week. I guess next week we're thinking, It's probably Keanu.
So looking forward to this movie.
Latest from Key and Peele.
Yeah. I'm very excited for this.
I guess it's their first movie.
It's their first feature film.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
So I guess until then, we'll go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, G-R-A-N-E-Y.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, B-U-T-T-S-21.
Thanks for having me, guys. I just want to say it's an honor. And my name is Michael, and you can find me on Twitter at mphaffner, M-P-H-A-F-F-N-E-R.
I'm Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And I am Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, we are available online as well. You can go and continue the conversation with us. And we've been getting lots of chatter on the Facebook page.
It was
great.
Awesome.
We really enjoy it. So
all day.
Yeah. Go to Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. If you have a Snow White movie or a fairy tale movie you want to chime in on, or if there's a part of this movie that was really crappy that we forgot to point out.
Or if you just want to send Joe pictures of Chris Hemsworth that you might have.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know how much more I can see. Like, he takes his shirt off in every movie he's in.
Almost.
So you can do that at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, subscribe, rate, and review. As Kevin pointed out, we are also available now in the Google Play Store. So pretty much wherever you can find a podcast, you can find us. So please go there and do so through the app or site of your choosing there. So I guess that's it for this week. Coming up next week, sounds like we're going to do Keanu. And until next time, the apple is poison.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.